That was the new single from Misha Kovar, Die Königin der Nacht. And I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Misha. Hello, Misha.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and you as well. Tell us a little bit, Misha. We're going to talk about the song in a minute. But tell us a little bit about your own musical upbringing. You've been singing from a very early age, is that right?
Yes, I've been singing all my life. Due to my youth and my past, we were refugees, and you know, I had my little bubble, my little music world where I sang, and I was always playing theater. I was always like doing plays, like doing performances for people, and people always asked me to sing for them, and I never stopped, actually.
Now, you're originally from the Czech Republic, is that right? And you settled,
yes,
in Austria after that.
Yes, we flew to Austria, and when I was two years old. So there I had my education as well in Vienna, I did study opera and musical, so singing, acting, and dancing, and classical training as well.
Yeah, you,
yes,
had a fantastic education because you went to the world famous Vienna Conservatory as well.
That's true. It's very famous, and I'm very glad. You know, it's not easy to get in there. You have to have auditions, and in my time, there was, let's say, 600 to 800 people making the auditions, and 8 people got taken, so got to do the studying, yes.
That's a fantastic achievement. Now, I mean, by that time, though, you'd already been, because you were singing and acting as well, and you'd already appeared on stage and had a number of performances by that time.
Yes, that's true. I had my first main role in a big musical called Dance of the Vampires, which I'm sure you know, because it was a movie from Roman Polanski. Mm. And he made a musical out of it, and it was a world premiere. And 1 year later, I had my first main role, which was called Sarah. And yeah, that was really great. I didn't expect that. So that was very, I was very happy then.
When you graduated, did you know where your career was going? Did you know if it was going to take you to music, or did you want to be an actor, or were you just waiting to see what happened, really, where the offers took you?
Well, with me, it was kind of strange anyway, since I didn't even have the guts to go to the conservatory and apply for the, being a student there. So a friend of mine went there, and she said she filled out the form for me, and I have to go and audition for them. So for me, it was like that. I was always singing and acting, and it was like belonging to my life that I didn't even think about what I want to be. I always wanted to sing. I always wanted to act, but I didn't think about, I did want to, that's why I started with musical, playing musical roles. But everything is great. I love playing in TV shows. Being on stage, that, and singing, whatever it is, if it's pop singing. I had a record contract in the USA. Which was kind of R&B soul. I really love every kind of style, actually, musical style, yes.
Now, you've got a great list of performances already, and this one interested me. You starred in the German premiere of We Will Rock You, playing Ozzy. That must have been a wonderful experience.
Oh, it was fabulous. Of course, since I've been auditioning for Queen, of course, Freddie Mercury wasn't there anymore, but Brian May, Roger Taylor, they were casting themselves, and they were looking for the cast all over Europe. And there were 4,000 people who auditioned, and I was one of the 8 main roles, and I got one of them, and it was just fabulous. You can imagine if you know that world stars like Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen are coming, and you have to sing a song for them, which they wrote. It's like, you know, my knees were shaking, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I was so nervous. Yeah. But when I was finished, they were so nice, you know, they were so respectful. That was really a great experience for me. And Brian, when I was finished, Brian said to me, thank you so much for being here, Misha. You touched my heart. I almost cried. So I didn't care about it if I get the job anymore, because I was like, oh my God, you know, Brian just, you know, Brian May said this to me. So I was like, oh my God, I don't even need the job anymore. But I got it, actually. So I was even happier.
That's a brilliant achievement. And it must be nerve-wracking. But then you also sang with Queen live in Cologne as well, didn't you?
That is true. We were invited to a big to the big concert they had in a Energiestadion. That's how we say it in Cologne. And it was wow. It was just great. It was 80,000 people, and they just we had the feeling like we were belonging to Queen, like we were part of Queen. They were, the crowd was so awesome, and it was such a pleasure. It was great. What a great experience to be on stage with Queen, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
It must be amazing. You went over, you spent some time in the USA as well, didn't you? You went over with Tyvee Thurman, the daughter of Ray Charles, and you recorded out there, was that right?
Yes, that's true. I've been living in Atlanta, in Georgia, and we had this project. It was kind of R&B soul music, I was living there for a time, and I had a record contract. Yes, that's true.
And while we're talking about your live performances as well, we talked about 80,000 people in Cologne, but you sang in the Miss Earth competition live before 200 million TV viewers. I mean, what went through your mind knowing such a big audience was watching you?
Well, that's very funny because since it was normal audience it was a big room actually, you know, or concert hall, but you don't realize there's a lot of TV cameras, and you know that, you know, it's a live performance and people can see it all over the world, but you don't realize it, you know, so it actually was no different than if there would be just a normal audience, which was there sitting there anyway. So no, I actually didn't realize it was not different actually.
All this time, of course, you're acting as well. You've been in a number of TV shows on German TV, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I had the honor to play with Götz George. That's he's not here anymore, but he was a very, very famous actor. And I have some experience in TV as well.
Now, let's talk about your new single, which we played a few minutes ago, and I think I'm pronouncing this right. It's The Queen of the Night, Die Königin der Nacht, I think.
Yes, wonderful. Wow.
Oh, I've been practicing all day. Thank you.
Oh, now, really?
Oh. It's a great pop opera crossover track. Now, my classical music knowledge isn't great, but I do recognise there's the magic flute in there. And looking up the magic flute, of course, I'm reminded that one of the characters in the opera is the Queen of the Night. So is the song about that character, or does it have a double meaning? Could it also be about you or someone else you know?
Yes, it is. You know, in the opera, the Queen of the Night is the role, and the song is called Der Hölle Rache. And I took the aria, and the meaning is normally actually she's in the aria from Mozart. She's not in the beginning. She's a good person, and then she turns out to be a bad woman. Since I could only take the first part of the aria, and I needed to add some second verse and a chorus. I am a very positive person, and I wanted to turn this whole thing to a positive end. And it starts that with the lyrics that it's a couple and he leaves her. And instead of always what we are used to do, like being mad, and of course you're sad, but being mad and never letting go and you know, hurting yourself even more because you ask yourself, why does he leave me, or why did he leave me? So I was kind of thinking of the story I wrote was about the Queen of the Night awakes in me, or is awake in me, or or you awoke the Queen of the Night, so meaning the guy who left me, and saying let go of the fear and the pain, because normally we used to react in a very negative way, but you know, saying I love you anyway, if you're with me or not with me. And that meaning, the Queen of the Night, is that kind of thought, like changing the feeling about somebody leaving me, not going into the negative, but saying, okay, I'm letting you go. I still love you. All the best should happen to you, and not keep the pain inside. So that's what's the meaning about in my song, Queen of the Night. I'm writing about the Queen of the Night is awake now, you know, and the Queen of the Night is the positivity, not holding on to the pain as we used to. We always do, you know. I'm sure you know it yourself that if somebody hurts you, you will always talk about it as much as you talk about it. Every time you talk about it, it hurts you again. And it's about letting go and sending love to the person and don't do any more pain to yourself. Mm. That's what Queen of the Night's standing for. To react different, to decide, to have the decision to decide different. And then in the lyrics it says, I see all the stars, so I see the stars glimmering around me and you know, have a great feeling, and I'm just looking into, not back, I'm looking into the front, so I'm letting go. And that's the feeling when the Queen of the Night awakens in you. So just let go of the fear and go look ahead of you and not back.
Is it musically, is it a lot of fun to record? Because it's a very upbeat song. You're blending pop and opera and classical music, and there's a lot of each of those in the song, and they're obviously the music, that's obviously the music you love.
Yes, that's what I love, and I'm really very happy with the result. It wasn't easy to find a producer, I have to say, because you know, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to have and how it should sound. And I love that. I love expressing myself with this on one side the opera voice and the other side the pop voice, which I combined into one song, which I think nobody has ever done. And I love that. You know, I cannot be without one. I'm always in different shows. Sometimes it's classical, sometimes it's pop. I love to do a rock concert, and another day I play in a musical. So I love this variation of techniques, of vocal technique, and yeah, that's how I express myself.
I guess you must have a lot of influences as well, you know, not just in sort of classical or opera, but in pop and even rock as well. So which artists have influenced you? Which ones do you really admire?
Well, I would say I love R&B and soul, even gospel. I really, really love that kind of style. And, of course, opera, which what I love is the coloraturas, which are the high notes, which I'm singing. Opera is great. I love good pop music, let's say. Yeah, Mariah Carey, of course, Christina Aguilera, all these artists, they're just brilliant, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Now, what are your plans for the future? Do you have more releases planned? Are you hoping to play live again soon as well?
Of course, every artist wishes to have, you know, that it starts again and to have concerts again. And I think, I'm very positive that it will be like that soon. And yeah, of course, I have a lot of songs which are ready to be released. And yeah. Just wait and see. I cannot talk about any special thing, so I cannot tell you anything exact, but yes, there will be more, definitely, and in this style as well.
So where's the best starting point to find out more about you? I know we can Google you, but do you have an official website?
Of course, I have an official website, and it's called, you type in Misha-Kovar.de.
Perfect. Misha-Kovar.de. Misha, it's been fantastic talking to you today. Good luck with the new single, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.